welcome to Rebels Revisited. I'm your host, Johnny Orme, and today we're taking a look at the episode Mysteries of Chopper Base. So in this episode, they've arrived at Atalem and are basically taking gear down to the planet and setting up a base down there. And AP5's in his element. Logging and sorting stuff. He's having a great time. And you've got Rex kind of coordinating everything. The ghost finally lands for the day, and they start setting up a perimeter. Some of the A-wings are going out and taking out some kind of sensors and stuff, and they are. They're gearing up, and it's nice to see after like a season of having no base. And they one of the A-wing pilots sets up this sensor, and as she's about to go back into her A-wing, she is approached by a bunch of angry space spiders, and she they get her. Back at the base, of course, they've got had no communication with her, so they are concerned. So Sabine and Rex got in the Phantom, and they find the A-wing, and then they're attacked by the spiders. Sabine's able to get a message out to the base, and the ghost arrives, but not before Rex gets captured by them and taken away. So they follow the chopper, basically puts a tracer out for Rex, and they follow a signal into this cave. Kanan and Ezra go one way and the rest of the crew go the other. Ezra has attempted to connect with them and just can't, which he finds very frustrating. And Hera seems to be in a perpetually bad mood. They manage to find Rex and get him out, and they, you know, make an escape of the cave after getting bottled in by the spiders, and they get to the ghost. But the ghost can't move because it's been trapped by a ton of webbing. So Ezra comes up with a plan. They've realised that the sensors that they've been placing are emitting some sort of signal that the spiders don't like. So everyone goes out and are fighting off the spiders. Kanan and Ezra hang back behind Hera and Zeb and use the force to throw Sabine to the sensor. She then gets the sensor and walks back and guides Kanan and Ezra around as they use their lightsabers to cut the web off. And then the ghost flies away. Unwilling to, you know, get rid of the base and abandon this perfect place that the Empire has got no interest in, they set up these sensors all around the perimeter of the base to keep the spiders out. Kanan and Hera have a chat, because Hera's just been really moody with him, and it's because she doesn't want them to go. She would rather the whole crew go on this mission that Kanan and Ezra are going on, rather than, you know, them face it separately. And Kanan's like, don't worry, we will see each other again, we'll be back soon. And as he's saying this, Ahsoka arrives, and her and Ezra get ready to go. This is kind of that needed episode where they needed to establish, right, we found this base and we're setting up the base. It does kind of feel a bit fillery, but again, it's kind of setting a couple of things up, because, you know, they need to establish that they've found this base and they're on this base and everything is okay there. They need to have a bit of an adventure. We need to establish what's going on with Hera and Kanan, because I think that's important, you know. Rebels is about family, and they're going through some family stuff, essentially. So, it's good to kind of see what they're going through. Added in with a bit of peril from the spiders, which are actually an old Ralph McQuarrie design. I don't know why he designed these weird, creepy spiders for Star Wars, but he did. Maybe it was for when they were originally going to do Kashyyyk. But you never know. But yeah, he designed these spiders, and they never got used, essentially, which was fine. Because I don't like spiders. Again, just kind of filling in a gap between the season finale, which is like the next couple of episodes of the series. It's really kind of like we need to. It's like, it feels like they need to establish the base. They need to establish where the rebellion is at this point. Well, where Phoenix Squadron is. And kind of finish off their story. Because, I mean, we don't see them until the end of Twilight of the Apprentice. So it is kind of closing. It's a bit of closure for the characters and for the audience to see where these guys are at before we go off on the big end. I don't really feel there's much else I can really say about the episode. I mean, it's a good, fun episode. It's enjoyable. But at the end of the day, you know, they finish off the big story, but it's not the big ending. Before I go, I just want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for your continued contributions to the blog and podcast. It means a great deal to me, so thank you very much. And all goes towards stuff for the blog and podcasts. And punch it chewy.